Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Initiative. My name is Marcy Stern, and today we will be studying Sefer Hosea, Perek Vav. Perek Hei, the Navi condemns the kings of Yisrael for preventing the 10 tribes from coming up to Yerushalayim to be Ole Regel, and condemns the nation for succumbing to this decree willingly and serving the Agalim in Dun and Beitel. He then introduces the sins and punishments of Yehuda side by side with those of Yisrael. The parak culminates with Hashem saying, Ani etrof ve'eleich. I will tear them apart like a lion and remove myself from them until they admit their guilt and seek out Hashem in their distress. Parak Vav picks up where Parak Hei left off. B'nai Yisrael, having suffered, will realize the error of their ways and will express their desire to return to Hashem. The Navi helps the nation by telling them the words that need to be said. Pasuk Aleph, L'chu v'nashuva el Hashem, ki hu taraf v'yirpa'enu, yach v'yach b'sheni. Let's get up and go, return to Hashem, ki hi, because Hashem has torn us, v'yirpa'eni, but he will heal us. He has hit us, but he will bandage us. Hashem was the one to punish us. He is the only one to be able to cure us. We realize that the enemy has no power to help us at all. Hashem is the master planner. The wound is compared to the punishment. The cure then is the nachama, the acceptance, the salvation, the relief. It goes on, Yechayenu miyamayim, bayom hashlishi yekimenu, v'nichyeh lefanav. He will heal us in 2 days, and on the third day, he will raise us up, and we will live before him. He will heal us after 2 days, and on the third, we will be healed. That's unusual. Usually, it's the third day that's the hardest day when a person is sick. But Hashem goes against the norm, and he consoles us, and he says he will cure us, bring salvation. Rashi brings, interestingly, why does he mention 2 days and three? That Hashem will strengthen us, give us life from the two Batei Mikdash that were destroyed, and finally establish the third Beis HaMikdash that will stand forever. Notice also then the pasuk, the word Chaim is mentioned twice. Yechayenu miyamayim, he will heal us. He will make us alive during for 2 days, and at the end, v'nichyeh lefanav, and we will live before him. And that is, obviously, they want life after having suffered so much at the hands of the enemy, or any sort of punishment that Hashem had relegated to them, right? But it's also life, spiritual life, that we are looking for. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. The Torah is a tree of life. Pasuk Gimel goes on, very famous pasuk. V'neida'a nirdefa ladat et Hashem. B'nai Yisrael continue, let us know, let us run to know you, Hashem. Let us join together in agreement to seek out Hashem. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. Together they are saying, we want to know you, Hashem. We want to get to know what you stand for. And again, this unity, togetherness, is in direct opposition to the way they've been acting, Chabar Tzavim Ephraim, where they gather together as one in unity to do Avodah Zorah. So this is tshuva par excellence. What do we mean by knowing Hashem? Can we fully fathom the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Barbanel says that that's true. But we have to pursue his knowledge with the best of our ability. We have to, the Radak says, La'asot mishpat utztaka. Knowing Hashem is doing this mishpat and staka, this righteousness that he and justice that Hosea, as all the Nevim, demand of Klal Yisrael. And if this is so, and if they seek out and run after the knowledge of Hashem, the promise is, Kashachar Nachon Motzao, like dawn whose emergence is certain, So two, they will be able to reach the Das Hashem. Just like in the morning, we see the beginning of the light, and we know for certain that it will, the sun will come out. So he that runs after the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be prepared and be certain, the Mitzvot David says, that he will find it. V'yavo kageshem lanu, k'malkosh yoreh aretz, and it will come down like rain that will shower down and satiate us, this knowledge of Hashem, satiate our souls. So interesting, and it's such a well-known pasuk, and a lot of the Bali Musar note it in this way or that, but they focus in on the words nir tefa, let us go and know God. We could have just said it simply that way. We didn't have to read the words nir tefa and let us run. And Reb Simcha Zisel Ziv from Kelm says in his Sefer Chachma Musar something very nice. He says, what is nir tefa? Nir tefa is a word of excitement. You know, when there is something very exciting to do, we want to run towards it. Imagine your kids, you know, you'd say to them, oh, I want to take you to some boring museum. They say, oh, I don't want to go. They certainly aren't very excited and they don't get up and run. But if you tell them, everybody get in the car, we're going for ice cream, zip zap, they're all there. And that's really the point here, that what is supposed to happen and what they really want is that the knowledge of Hashem that they know is renewed each and every day. The more we learn, the more we do the mitzvos, the more we learn about Hashem. And we know every day we get up, there's more to learn and more to know and more to do. That excitement causes us to run towards Hashem. And in Chachma Musar, he even says, he says, it's like climbing a mountain. When you're learning, when you're suddenly seeing this gorgeous, you're about to see this gorgeous view, you keep climbing and climbing and climbing up the hill because you know you're almost going to be there. You're seeing beauty, but you're going to see more and more. Ne'ad nir tefa ladasas Hashem. That excitement is what we run because once it gets generated, this Das Hashem and understanding who Hashem is, what he has to offer and depths of who he is, then we run towards it. It is so exciting for us. Now, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz from Mir and his Das Chacham Musar really answers a question, really, you know, it's very nice if I'm at that point of nir tefa that I'm so excited and I want to run towards it. But how do you get that simcha from the learning and the deeds that we're doing all the time? How do we generate it? Like, how can I get to that point where I'm excited to learn and to go and to know and be part of all of this? And in a charming letter that he's answering from some family member, doesn't say exactly whom, where this person has sent him knowledge of a child or a grandchild or a niece who's learning to walk. And he's very taken with the letter and he thanks so much for the letter and he says how much he appreciates it and how he reads it over and over again, the family news. And he says, all of a sudden, he said, when I read it, he said, oh my goodness, I'm reading about this little girl learning to walk. And then he says, gam lalechet b'tarchei Hashem yisparach, gam kein ein ela inyan shel limud hergel b'halicha. He says, just as a child to learn to walk, it's in small little steps. First it's crawling maybe, then it's furniture walking, then it's one step, then 5 steps, then 10 steps. Then he walks regularly, and then he walks so well that he can even run. He says, so is Torah. We have to start at the beginning. You start, and sometimes it doesn't hit the spot right away. But the more we learn, the more we have habit and learn and do what we're supposed to, it becomes part and parcel of who we are and more natural. And then that small little steps become walking, running, ne'ad nir tefa ladas et Hashem. And a final thing on this pasuk I think is interesting is Rav Bolbi and Ali Shor says that there are even halachic implications with this pasuk. Neit'a near to fall adas es Hashem. There's a lacha that you're not allowed to run out of shul. And it's not covetic that you run these huge steps running out of shul. But, he says, Hare mitzvah hi lalechet bi mihirut lebeit ha-midrash mishum nirtefala dat et Hashem. But there's a mitzvah to run to the base medrash, a mitzvah to run to shul, even on Shabbos, because you're showing this excitement, this exhilaration of wanting to connect with Hashem, that dveikus b'Hashem. And isn't that really what we've learned ever since we were little? Hevei ratz katzvi la'asot ritzon avicha shebashamayim. Ratz katzvi, run like a deer. The deer is the fastest of all of the animals. You run that anticipation, that exhilaration, that excitement to know Hashem, to do what we're supposed to do the mitzvahs. That's Rizus. All generated from this pasuk that they say to Hashem, or hopefully will say to Hashem in tshuva after the galus. Once again, however, the Navi is forced into the rest of the pasuk to return to the reality of where Yisrael and Yehuda stand spiritually. The return to Hashem in the first three psukim express a confidence that the children can and will do tshuva and return to Him. But the people are expected to do a true and honest self-assessment of their present situation. And so the pasuk goes on, pasuk dalet, ma'aselach Ephraim, ma'aselach Yehuda. What am I going to do with you? It's like a mother saying, oy veyes me, what am I going to do with you all? Chastachem ka'anan bokir, the chesed, the kindness, the tshuva you do, is like a morning cloud. Kata, like dew, mashkin v'olechet, it dissipates, like dew that dissipates in the morning. Your tshuva you do at times, yes, maybe, but it passes so quickly, here today, gone tomorrow. How can I heal you for the ultimate Yeshua? And it's interesting, Radak attaches this to certain historical events in history, and you know that you've learned in Malachim. Yehu was a tzaddik. He killed out Ahav from doing Avodah Zarah, but then Aser Sashvat, he, Yehu, started doing Avodah Zarah and took his nation with him. During the time of Yehuda, we had tzaddikim, Yoshiyahu, Chizkiyahu, great tzaddikim who Yoshua tried so hard to get them to do tshuva, but they faked him out. And Chizkiyahu, could have been Melech HaMashiach, his own children didn't follow him. Menashe, and then Amon, and then the tshuva lasted, but it didn't last enough time. There are not enough schusim here for me to forgive you, to heal you totally. And so, he says, Al kein chatzavti banavi'im. Important pasuk for people who are learning Navi to learn. Al kein chatzavti banavi'im. Chatzavti comes from the shoresh chutzev, to hewn. They are people who cut rocks from a mountain. It's very, very hard. And what he's saying is, I chatzavti banavi'im. Hashem says, I worked the Navi'im hard. I sent them, hashkein v'shaloch, early, to try to get you to understand the errors of your way, but you don't listen. And the more you sin, the more Navim I send. Haragtim be'imrei fiv. And my words caused you to actually kill some of my Navim. Scharya, Uriah, that were killed by Bnei Yisrael. Or Radak says, Haragtim be'imrei fiv. My words that I made them go and say over and over, where, here, there, to try to get them to improve, work them to death. And why did I do this? Umishpatecha or yetze. So your judgment can be favorable as the light. I have the best intentions when sending the Navim, all for your good. But you look at them as intruders in your life, as naysayers who want to rob you of the vision, your vision of a comfortable life, and you pounce on them. It behooves us to stop and ponder this pasuk as students in Navi Machronim for a moment. Hashem calls the Navi into a duty that was incredibly hard and demanded Mesiras Nefesh. Yirmiyahu thrown into a pit, thrown into stocks, almost poisoned Hosea, our own Hosea, asked to marry a Zona. And if it really happened, the humility that it came with. These are just two. They all were shlichim of Hashem to help his beloved nation. When it seems to us like there is more and more mussar and more threats as we read the psukim, we have to remember that Hashem is using the Nevi'im in their words tirelessly in the hope that they and us wake up and heed the guidance. Hashem indeed loves us, but l'davoneinu harav, unfortunately, at times it has to be tough love. Thank you for learning together. Lo'iloi nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Center.